Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elston Howard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Art Dittmar. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Triantos settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Triantos. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby is hit by the pitch. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Lockman moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berra hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Berra reaches second base with a double. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel bunts towards the mound. Dittmar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Berra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing third base. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miranda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Howard reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Eno Slaughter pinch hits for Art Dittmar. Eno Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 3 in the game. McDougald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Duran now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.